Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Do we really think that the climatologists, journalists, politicians, climate groupies that flew off to Copenhagen can save us? Can they stop global warming? They want us to believe that millions will die, islands will be swamped, New Orleans and coastal cities all over the world will flood. Drought will force global starvation. It'll be our fault. Global warming is man-made. First, it seems that although the Earth may have been warming for some time, research suggests that it has stopped and may be cooling now. And that's an inconvenient truth that the advocates don't want to hear. In fact, the Climate Research Unit at East Anglia, considered to be the lead player in climate research, has been cooking the books to hide the temperature decline. The climate change establishment has systematically discouraged consideration of opposing views. So the planet may not even be warming. And the second point is that even if it is, where is the evidence to blame it on human activity? Climate change is not a new phenomenon. We had the medieval warm period, 800 to 1300, the Ice Age, 1500 to 1850. What caused that change? Well, it wasn't the automobile. And the third point is, if just for a minute we assume that our greenhouse gases are causing the climate to warm, well, what can we do? We must realize that the United States alone can never make a measurable difference. And don't kid yourself, the 70-plus countries in Copenhagen aren't going to do anything of consequence either. They're just going to generate a lot of hot air. And maybe it's time to take a new look at the whole question before we spend trillions of dollars trying to fix a problem that may not be a problem and may not be fixable anyway. If global warming is real, perhaps we should make adjustments and live with it. How bad can that be? President Obama is promising to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 2050 to the same level as they were in 1910. We had a population of only 92 million people then, and not nearly as much economic activity. I would submit that cap and trade and all the green technology can never meet the president's target. There are enough unanswered questions to suggest that man-made global warming may be a farce. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and